Robin?
All right. Yeah. So we had a number of questions queued up for more discussion amongst the board member with regards to one, anything that you were hearing from the executive team and that high level overview of getting to know the leadership at the agency, as well as understanding kind of the program area work and the ties into the board. Because we're sort of running out of time, I would just put a little pin in that and note that, you know, in addition to the emphasis in some of the conversation today on the value of having, you know, strong and clear working relationships and strong and clear process and procedure, and then strong and clear, you know, substantive information to inform your policy work. I think equally important to just consider, you know, how you are engaging with staff and working with the agency as you're kind of moving through the planning cycle and addressing the big important policy concerns that are spanning across the different program areas. But to wrap up, I just wanted to acknowledge, and then the other thing I would say is, as time allows, in upcoming board meetings for you to revisit this FPFO and the process that John sort of teed up and that Jim at least has voiced an interest in and a commitment to visiting. And I think even some of the board members in your opening comments did touch on sort of the value and the importance of kind of revisiting that. You'll be able to circle back to that when you're looking at work plans and kind of viewing into your cycle. The one thing I would just, in closing, to observe, you know, I just, the value of the three elements of good, effective work together, I heard really clearly from the board members that all three of those pillars or legs of the stool, if you will, are important. And some of the ideas, just to reflect back to the board of what you have offered today for being effective, is no surprises to board or staff. That you're willing to understand your implicit and explicit biases and to challenge those in an honest way. I think Carla used the word intellectual honesty. That working on interpersonal relationships to build trust is really important, even if you don't agree on the substantive issues or on a policy call, that element of respect and good working relationships should hold true throughout the challenging kind of complex deliberations that you'll be faced with. The value of one-on-one conversations, finding ways to do that without sort of, you know, compromising your beholden to public meeting laws and all of that, but really finding spaces to have one-on-one conversations and field tours was a big piece of an interest in ways to connect both with the work, but also with each other. Having clarity with each other on what your priorities are so you can be on the same page about what you're trying to accomplish, kind of revisiting the mission, vision, and values, looking at the high-level goals that are in your FPFO and letting those kind of be the guide for you and a reference back as you need to figure out where you're at and where you're supposed to be as decision makers and policy makers. That you're results-oriented and you're drawing on multiple sources of information that's the most up-to-date, as Brenda said, refereed lit. So it's in the sphere of science and evidence-based information, but also multiple sources of information, as I heard. And then finally, a note around constructive debate and what does that mean for you and your board as you're working together. And these are all, of course, things that will happen and evolve in process with each other. So I just think this is really sort of creating a really positive and constructive tone. I heard the word tone actually several times from board members, so that's important to you. And I think what you've done today is really set a very constructive and positive tone as you're launching into this important and challenging work. So I really appreciate that and appreciate all of you for your commitments and for your volunteerism on this. And with that, I think I'll just ask if Jim or Peter have any sort of before the break comments to wrap up this orientation phase or piece before you go to lunch and then resume with your field tour, your virtual tour.
Yeah, I'll go back to the very basics and remind us all that as board members, by statute, I believe we are required to represent the people of Oregon first and foremost. And I have to remind myself of that periodically. And I think the other dynamic that we haven't talked about, is our stakeholders. And in fact, in our real lives, in regular meetings, we spend almost all of our time listening to stakeholders. I also, speaking from personal experience, I think, we have our two major stakeholders, our industry and timber on one side and the conservation community on the other. And I think you're likely to find that that you will be labeled as a conservation person or an industry person. And what will tend to happen is that you'll have reach out from the side who thinks that you're on their side, and the other side is unlikely to try to engage you, to have coffee with you, and all of that. And it's my view, you just can't let that happen. And if you find that happening, then I think it's your duty to make those reaching out to the people that that you'd like to have a relationship with, and make sure that isn't done unto you the way it can so easily happen. So that's it for me.
The mixed blessing of not being labeled, or if they're not sure which camp you may fall in, is then you'll get lots of calls from both sides. Perhaps the more as they think that you might be a swing vote. And it's a somewhat not a great positive statement around the way sometimes the board is viewed and your decisions are viewed as political rather than what you're talking about trying to achieve as an effective board. So we will work, the executive team will work to support that broader conversation. Jim's also mentioned to me about bringing back some public comment as we transition out of COVID, and maybe starting with the open public comment period at the beginning of meetings for a half an hour, which allows for discussions on any topic. And then we can see as that go. And then we do allow public comment on all decision items, but prior to COVID, you could do it on any interested, informational topic as well. We kind of moved back from that because the ease now of engagement is different. But the other thing I think which was important that I heard about was the multiple sources. And we are working really hard, particularly around climate change, to broaden the interested parties that do come. Because Jim is right. It's historically been industry or family forest lands and conservation. And there are underserved communities in Oregon. And particularly around climate change, are differentially impacted by climate change. And we need those voices in front of the board. We helped fund the blueprint that's an addendum to the climate adaptation plan, which is a strategy for that engagement, Oregon climate adaptation framework. So we'll work really hard to bring those voices and invite those voices to the board.
I would just add on the public testimony piece. Obviously we have to have limits to that. We do have very long meetings, but it's really been brought home to me the importance of it because when there's public testimony, it's a two-way communication, and questions can be asked. People know they've been heard. I've had just a couple of instances where I've responded to somebody who's provided written testimony, and the initial response is, Oh, you actually read it? I didn't know anybody read those. You know? So there's a big difference. It is the lesson for me on that particular issue.
Other board members, closing thoughts.
Peter, this is, and the board is one other closing thought. I think a real important thing this board has done, and you see it on your agenda, is kind of a recap. We often reach the end of the meetings, and on this agenda, you know, we're kind of ending here before lunch before we move on to a different segment of the meeting. But that was something that we started doing, because these board meetings can be real marathon sessions. And a lot is discussed, and that's been a real valuable tool. I think for me, I can't speak for the other board members. I think for other board members, kind of that recap at the end, what did we go through? And I hope that we continue to do that, Chair Kelly, because it's been very, very important to me. So anyway, thanks.
Very much agreed.
Chandra?
Thank you, Chair Kelly. I just wanted to say thank you to all the staff for giving us insight into their experiences. I think it's fascinating and would love to have coffee with everyone to answer, ask a few questions about all of their histories, because I think there's just interesting tidbits in all of that. And I know it's a lot of effort to do that. And I also just wanted to thank Hillary and the rest of the team again. The pre-sessions that we've had to get us acclimated to the environment and have an understanding of all the different subject matters that we're going to be experienced. It's been really helpful. And I think it got us really well prepared so that you don't have to hear us ask a million questions right now. So I just wanted to thank everybody. And it's been, again, already a pleasure to hear everyone's perspectives.
I agree with that. And I want to thank the staff. I think it's just so important that the staff know that they are appreciated, and also that how respected they are by Oregonians. And, you know, Oregonians really realize you're on the front line, and just so appreciate the efforts of firefighting and what you do for the state of Oregon, in addition to, you know, what you're specifically responsible for. As we look at this planning cycle, I think this is really valuable, maybe some of our most valuable work, because you have such large projects in being discussed, from HCPs to private HCPs to carbon initiatives to wildfire council recommendations to wildfire recovery and rebuilding, that I, with a really stretched budget, I mean, Peter's sitting over here hoping he gets to the new biennium. So I can't think of more important work than really prioritizing, knowing that we don't have the bankers, the budget, or the capacity to do all of this at once. So I welcome that prioritization process, and, you know, thank you for putting it out there. And I think it's up to a board to set that strategic direction and help focus, you know, this agency. So thank you.
Thank you. And that's a thing that I have talked to new board members, and returning board members know we haven't formalized that process in board governance. And so thinking through that and talking through that, is that still the right way for you to set your two-year goals and objectives in your work plans and do that prioritization? And we're open to changes and adjustments to it. So we really look forward to coming up on, it'll be the time after the legislative session where we're ready to do that work in the October retreat coming up. Thank you.
Other thoughts from anyone? Ben.
I don't have much to say, but I wanted to reiterate what everyone else has said. It was really neat to see both the depth of experience of staff as well as the dedication. It came through very, very much, your dedication to this work and the amazing depth of experience that this staff brings. So I'm honored to be a part of this group.
There are no other comments. I think we can wrap up and return at 1 o'clock. And